On the wireless communication CD-ROM, we are talking to John Davis, who did some measurements at the University of California in Berkeley in the Corey Hall building. John, actually, how did you do these measurements?
Well, the measurement setup was relatively simple. It consisted of a few components. The primary component was the network analyzer. There was a portable computer for which data that the network analyzer collected was downloaded to. And then there were two antennas, a receive and transmit antenna, and a coaxial cable.
Mm-hmm. And what does the network analyzer actually do?
What the network analyzer does is it sends out sinusoids swept over a given frequency band, and then it receives the sinusoids after they have gone through the particular distortion that they experience through the course of being transmitted through the channel. The network analyzer has the capability that after it receives the phase and amplitude of these received sinusoids, it can then take an inverse Fourier transform, and that is useful to us because we can then determine the impulse response of our channel. From the impulse response, there are two things we want to measure. Actually, the first thing we want to measure is the delay spread of the channel, and we do this by averaging over several impulse responses, and then we determine the root mean squared delay spread. The next important measurement we were interested in taking was in determining the Ricean parameters. We wanted to measure two key parameters of the Ricean distribution, the Ricean K factor and the average received power. The way we attempted to do this was to measure the mean amplitude and the variance of the amplitude.
In time domain or in frequency domain?
We did this in the frequency domain. The way we did it was we took mean and mean square measurements over frequency, and our main rule to follow was that we made sure our measurements exceeded the coherence bandwidth so that different measurements at different frequencies would be uncorrelated from one another. From this point, we received our two parameters, mean and variant amplitude, and from there we could utilize equations that are included on the CD-ROM to convert these two parameters to our K factor and our average power.
And in what range did you find Ricean K factors for the Corey Hall building?
The K factors ranged around 6 to 18 dB.